Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Dori Udoji. It's official. Indians are officially a member of the Club of Countries Exploring Space.
All the authorizations are being given. All the parameters are in good shape.
Six,
vehicle is good health.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, plus 1,
yes.
Plus 2,
the vehicle has lifted off.
The vehicle, a rocket carrying an unmanned satellite, lifted off from the Sriharikota Space Center in southern India. The satellite, Chandrayaan, which means lunar craft in Sanskrit, is scheduled to orbit the moon for 2 years. The mission is to study the moon's mineral composition. Sanjoy Munjumba joins us from the BBC from Delhi. Hi there, Sanjoy. Clearly a proud moment in Indian history. They are very proud. Let's listen to one of the officials speaking.
Our scientific community has once again done the country proud, and the entire nation salutes them.
That's Prime Minister Singh. What does this mean, Sanjoy?
Well, it means a great deal for a country that really thinks its moment has come. India is a country that's recently been given the status of a nuclear power by the United States. It's one of the world's emerging economies. It's got a space program that's fairly well developed. It's for several years now been able to send up satellites into space on board its own rockets. But it's never actually sent a satellite or any spacecraft, for that matter, beyond the Earth's atmosphere. So it's actually marking new territory. And at the same time, it's something that is developed entirely on its own, which is one reason why there's a tremendous sense of achievement here in India today.
And what are the goals of the mission itself?
Well, over the next 2 years, Chandrayaan, which is a lunar craft, will be placed in a lunar orbit. And what it'll actually do is actually map the surface of the moon. Now, when the Apollo missions and the Soviet missions were sent up in the 60s, they actually only studied a segment of the moon itself. And a large part of the moon, particularly the one that's not visible to us here on Earth, was never studied. And so what this mission is aiming to do is actually study the surface, create a three-dimensional atlas of the moon, so it'll actually map it in its entirety, and then look for the presence of water, because if the world is ever to colonize the moon and place some kind of a settlement there, you need water. So that's one of the many ambitions that this project has.
Now, this launch was actually shown on live television. Any sense of how many people watched?
Well, you can be sure that millions watched. It was very early in the morning, but it was live on state TV, which is carried across the country. And it's something that many people here in India had anticipated for weeks. There was a tremendous build-up in the media. People were talking about it. There are a lot of people here who are questioning whether India should be spending the kind of money it is, $80 million on the mission. But by and large, there's a tremendous sense of pride and a feeling that this is a project which is justified.
Sanjoy Munjumba, thank you so much for your update. Munjumba reports from Delhi for the BBC. Big deal there for India, John.
I love that launch. All parameters are in good shape. It's better than the Texan kind of, we are go for lunch. All parameters are in good shape.
And what do you think the 0 plus 1 plus 2?
Well, the mission has started, so it's going up. Plus 1, plus 2.
I knew you'd know. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a math major.